He walks in a steady line. Moves the way he...
How would you say you've gotten to where you are today on the verge of releasing your first album?
I started to write out the timeline of my musical career, and I wanted to implant the names of the dozens of people and adults that have played a role in that career. It has just been such a showing of what can happen when a community invests in a young artist and gives them opportunities that are above their grade a bit. I've been very lucky to have a set of parents that were so supportive in with all of those opportunities.
Can you tell me, like, the story of this album, how it came to be? I know some of the tracks on it you've been working on for years, and I'm curious how this took form and the way it is now.
This album is a bit of a scrapbook for me because it does include songs that were written as far back as my early 20s. And not all of the songs are about real people, but enough of them are that they have been moments of time in my human experience as a young person in Alaska and in Southeast Alaska. A lot of the songs do center around an amount of romance, but also encompass great friendships. But these songs are about someone, usually me, falling in and out of love in their 20s in small communities and in a bizarre state where you will continue to have relationships with these people, and it is up to you to navigate how to do that thoughtfully and lovingly while also acknowledging that people and relationships have seasons in your life, and sometimes those seasons need to end. And that is so hard and heartbreaking and also so beautiful that I have gotten to care about people like that and be cared for like that.
It takes time, you see.
I think one question I have is,
yes,
as you were putting together this album with some songs that you've written years ago, are there any songs that kind of changed the course of the album for you?
Songs are still changing the course of the album for me. This has been such a process. You record the songs. Spencer Edgar's arranged most of the cat half, the jazz half of the record. Thank goodness Spencer arranged half the thing, because recording that half was so easy in some ways because he did so much of the heavy lifting of turning my lyrics and my melodies into these soundscapes that I could have never come up with on my own. The song I'm referring to is called High. And there's a really sweet trumpet solo and a sweet sax solo by Spencer. And there's just this jazz instrument conversation that happens within the song. I just get giddy every time I hear it.
Can I ask, what is the first song you wrote on the album?
Oh my gosh. I think it's Muse, which I wrote when I was 20.
I would be alive, say I didn't wish you were here.
I took someone ziplining when I worked for Alaska Zipline Adventures, and we had one very innocent night hanging out afterwards at the rendezvous. And then I got to write this fun song about it, and it's going to be the next single that I come out with on the 20th.
I know you've kind of said a little bit, like, who the album is about.
Yes.
Who is it for?
Ooh, that's nice. If people buy my special release vinyl, they will get to see who the album is dedicated to when they open it. But I'm going to leave that information there.
Birds outside, eating trash off the street. It's been 2 weeks since I've been sure of my feet, sure of my senses and the ways you look at me. That's why I'm leaving, and I'm staying away. Said I'm